Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I was saying earlier, you've talked to some people, you want to get some stuff off your chest. You know, we're here to listen to you.
Why are you here? What happened?
Tell us what, you know, what happened.
Well, has anybody gone to the house yet? Do you really?
We know what happened. We have, but we want to hear it from you.
Or we have an idea. You're the only one with the test. Start at the beginning, man. What caused all this?
Well, the very beginning. I asked my mother for permission to die, or rather, kind of commit suicide. The sort of beating around the bush sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, that doesn't really matter why I wanted to kill myself.
Sure it does. It does.
I'm bored with life. I don't like life. Mm-hmm. I don't like people. I don't like living it, basically. There's really nothing, anything depressing about it. It just is what it is. And so, I wrote the note. I did.
When did you write the note?
Around six-ish, seven-ish.
Today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay.
That's in the afternoon or morning?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then,
she get upset with
you? No, actually. I mulled it over. And then on a whim, actually, I turned it over. Wrote a plan to kill both my mother and my sister, quite frankly, because that's always been a thing of mine. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a pervert.
Yeah. Is it like a fantasy thing?
It is, actually. Mm-hmm. So, that didn't happen. The best laid plans never work out, apparently, or at least the one scribbled on a piece of paper. Because she had decided she was sick of this stuff, and she was going to go send me to live with my sister again. And so I kind of leapt off in a fury and just did it right then and there.
Okay, you did what?
Well, I tried to strangle her with a cord, a ripped cord from a video game console controller. That didn't work, huh?
Where was this at when you tried to strangle her?
She was sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay.
That didn't work out too well. She started screaming, and so I went to her room, opened a drawer at the very bottom to the right. I pulled out a hammer. I went back in the living room, and, well, you kind of get the gist from there. And she was out pretty quickly. Kind of tried to play dead at first, but then I finished it.
So you hit her with a hammer when she was sitting in the sofa in the living room?
No, first I tried to strangle her, and that didn't work. Right. She grabbed the cord, so I raced back into her room, grabbed the hammer, came back out, and then did it.
Okay. How many times did you hit with a hammer in the living room?
At least 20, but then she was still alive. I dragged her into the room, as you probably clearly saw, and then I kind of warmed my hands into her brain to kind of just cut it. She was still snoring.
Okay. So she was still alive?
She was still alive.
And you went in there and you kind of grabbed those brains?
Yeah. Just finished it.
All right. Did you use a knife on her?
Actually, I was going to, but no. I didn't get to do that.
I guess you never got to stab her with a knife?
No.
It was all with a hammer?
It was all with a hammer in my hand.
And where did you hit her with a hammer?
The head.
All in the head area?
All in the head, I believe. I may have gotten her hand because she was covering herself.
Okay.
Is this in the front or the back of the head?
Top, back. Anyway, no, actually the entrance wound is around yonder somewhere here.
Okay. And then, so when you dragged her to the living room, I mean to the bedroom, you kept on hitting her there?
Yeah, I kind of
went. That's where that's when you reached in and grabbed her brain?
Yeah, I kicked at it a bit. Then I just, that was kind of silly, but then yeah, I just decided to reach in and kind of just do it.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do after that?
Then I had sex with her corpse.
You did? Mm-hmm. Did you come inside her?
I did, actually.
Have you ever done that before, like that sex with her?
No, I haven't, actually.
This is just the first time?
Oh, yeah, I lost my virginity to a corpse.
Okay. Did you change in the bathroom? Did you?
I did. I took a bath before then. My penis, really. Well, that's a little personal, but yeah, mm-hmm. I needed to clean it off, and so, And then I changed, yeah.
Okay. How about your sister? What's your sister's name?
Desiree Hill.
Is she okay?
She is okay, yeah.
Okay.
Where does she live?
At an apartment, actually very near here. That big kind of Hispanic thing, I mean like Spanish looking building.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old apartment complex with a code.
Was it a fantasy of yours to kill her as well?
It
was. Did you write down that on your note?
Oh, I did actually, but I decided against it because, well, I'd had my fill of killing. I didn't seem a little much.
Mm-hmm.
A little too excessive, yeah.
So after you went in and you killed her, and you made sure that she was dead by grabbing her brain, moving around, then you took her clothes off, or what? Or was she already unclothed?
I actually had to drag her by her clothes to get her in there. It was very laborious, actually.
Mm-hmm. She's a pretty big woman, she's heavy.
Yeah.
Hey, is she your natural mother? Biological mother?
Yeah, actually she is my natural mother.
Mm-hmm.
I take after my father.
Okay.
What kind of thrill did you get by having sex with her?
I'd always loved my mother, I guess in the wrong sort of way, but a kind of love, I guess. Maybe some rage.
Okay.
Maybe just a little.
Was it in a Freudian style?
Freudian? I kind of get where you come from. Sure, why not? Yeah.
Alright. Have you killed anybody else before?
I have not.
You just fantasized about it?
I just fantasized, yeah.
Okay. What got you to this point? Tell us about what got you to this point. Did you hate life? You wanted to commit suicide? Oh, what did you say about when you told her you went in a roundabout way to commit suicide? She said no. She said yes. What did she say to you?
She said, basically, I'm a grown man, and what I do, like, she can't really stop me. She was distraught over it, of course. I mean,
of course.
Yeah, she said she'd cope with it. I mean, if you kill him, that's kind of why she wanted me to go away, why she called my sister to come pick me up, and that's kind of why I just left.
So at that point, you got pissed?
Not necessarily. I just knew it was time to act now or never.
How long have you had this thought you went?
It's around my preteens, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever seek any kind of medical attention, psychological? Do you feel that you can cope with that?
Nope, I never really seeked help, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I just accepted it as a part of me. I wasn't really ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just was what it was.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the notes that you wrote. How many notes did you write?
Three.
There was one in the living room.
Yeah.
That one was addressed to who?
Desiree, my sister, because mm-hmm. I knew she's a good girl, but rather sensitive. I knew she would lose her head if she kind of saw that.
Do you remember what the note said?
Keep your head. Hurry. She might still be alive, although I highly doubt it, in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines, yeah. Sincerely.
But when you wrote the note, you knew your mom was already dead?
Oh, yeah, I knew it. You know,
so you're just messing with Desiree by writing that she might still be alive?
Yeah, my sick sense of humor.
Okay.
I was pretty well off my rocker by then.
And then there's a second note in your mom's bedroom. What did that one say? Do you remember?
Chase me.
Was that addressed to the police or to who?
I was just in a very playful mood at the time.
Okay.
I just wanted to run. I just wanted to see how far I could get.
Yeah. So what, your plan was to leave town? Or what, according to one of the notes that you wrote?
Oh, yes, actually, yeah, the Greyhound bus. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to get out of the state or anything,
okay.
Really.
But I guess something else happened? You ended up at somebody's house?
No,
what
actually.
What happened?
I told you my plan was foiled because she wanted she talked to me. She said my sister's going to come pick me up now, like in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Go live with her, and that's when I said it's time to act,
okay.
Now or never.
Well, I see.
I just went over to their house to use their phone, and then they wanted... I was using their phone, so I thought I might as well tell them when they asked me questions. I mean, they had questions on using their phone.
Where was this at? Where did you end up at?
Ultimately, I ended up in the backwoods of a ditch.
Here in town or out of town?
Robstown.
In Robstown. How did you get over there?
In Corpus Christi, I biked halfway, and then I got to the train tracks, and then I ditched the bike in the thick woods, and then from the train tracks, I just walked.
To Robstown?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you came up to the, was it like the first house that you saw, or how did you,
how did you
go to this house to ask to use the phone?
Initially, my plan was just to run as far as I can, but then I ended up crying my eyes out in like the thick woods, like, what did I do? And I realized, you don't know what you lost till you've already lost it. And so I knew that my life isn't going to go anywhere, not anymore. So I just kind of gave it up midway.
Mm-hmm.
But what brings you here other than your life? Is you just give up on life now and just you need to tell somebody what happened, basically, right?
I guess, yeah.
Your inside is you want to do one thing, but your inside tells you more, like your heart, right? You're talking out of your heart. You feel sorry you did this to your mom?
In a way, yes, but I wouldn't take back what I did. It's strange, really. I did love her. In a way.
Is she being mean to me?
No. She's been the best mother.
Okay, so she is. Nothing that she did?
Oh, absolutely nothing. No, she...
If I was to ask you, what did she do to deserve this, what would you answer?
Absolutely nothing. I'm a terrible, disgusting person. Yeah, basically.
How'd you come up with the idea to kill her and have sex with her? Is it,
How did I come up with it?
Yeah, was it...
It's been a developing
just,
idea in my brain.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't gotten ideas from games or videos, or you're not into that? Some of those dark games?
Some things inspired me, but they did not necessarily plant the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Get me? They didn't plant the seed, but they did egg me on, rather, I guess.
Is that the book you've been reading?
Not necessarily. I watched them. I recently got into watching some foreign movies, creepy stuff, not necessarily mainstream horror, the kind of stuff that you keep away from.
Oh, okay. So are you into witchcraft? Anything like that?
No. Not right. I guess it sounds kind of, strange.
I'm just interested because it's something unusual and you're here telling us about it and you appear to be a nice guy. You appear to be a good guy. You know, you're not yelling and screaming at us.
You're very rational.
You're very rational. You appear to be a good guy. This is what I'm trying to figure out. That's all.
Despite how I ended her life, I'm kind of more fascinated by the more artistic ways of murder, the meticulous manner, the way they cut them open, just slice them to pieces. I mean, such care, such love.
So where did the hammer come from that you used?
From her drawer.
Okay.
Yes.
And then after you killed her, you just left it there, the hammer?
I did.
Yes, if you saw a hammer there next to her body, that's the one you used?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was some blood in the knife, but you said you never used it? I guess just blood just from where you grabbed it around the...
Oh, that knife. Actually, I used that to stir her brains up a little, but then that didn't really work out, so I just kind of decided to delve on it.
Did you do that in the living room or the bedroom? Because we found that it wasn't in the bedroom.
I may have started at...
So,
yeah, actually, I used a knife in the living room, and then didn't I take it with me?
Her brains were already kind of coming out in the living room when you dragged her?
Yes, but she was still snoring like a baby, and so I just kind of dragged her.
Explain to her how you grabbed her so that you wouldn't leave such a mess in the carpet.
That...
Did you carry her from underneath the arms and just dragged her, or how did you drag her?
It was very sloppy, actually. Yeah. I kind of just winged it. I dragged her from her shirt. I dragged her by her legs. I dragged her by any way I kind of felt. I mean,
okay.
I don't really exert physical labor, too, so I'm not a very strong person.
She's bigger than you are.
Yeah.
She's bigger than you.
How many siblings do you have? Is it just you and Desiree?
I do have a half-brother, actually, but I haven't seen him in a long while.
Does he live here in town or no?
He doesn't.
Okay. What about Dad? Where's Dad? He's not in the picture, your dad?
No, not really. He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea where he's at?
Probably somewhere in Fort Worth, maybe. Mm-hmm.
And you live there with your mom at the Windrush Apartments? What's the apartment number?
1707.
You have your own bedroom there?
I do.
Okay. So the note where you wrote the plan that you were going to leave town and kill your mom, kill your sister, that was the one that we found there? We found it in one of the bedrooms. Not where your mom was, but the other one? That was your room?
Yeah.
Two-bedroom apartment?
The big, blank, sloppy-looking,
Okay. But your sister didn't live with you guys?
She did.
Okay. There was a magic marker there on top of the little desk here in your room.
Magic marker?
Permanent marker.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the one you used? It was on a little folding table. Is that where you wrote your notes?
I think I just grabbed a piece of my old schoolwork and just kind of.
How do you do in schoolwork, man? Going back to school, how do you do in schoolwork?
Pretty mediocre. I never really could muster, but didn't even really care. I mean, I guess I excelled in English for all that was worth.
Okay. How about sports?
No, I don't like sports.
You don't like sports? Football? I know you're a little small for football, but...
Oh. Yeah.
What school did you go to?
Ray High School.
Ray? And you were in 10th grade?
Yeah.
Did you ever tell anybody else what your plans were? What you wanted to do your mom or your sister?
No, but over the years, there were hints. As a younger boy, I was a lot dumber, a lot more angsty, you know. I said things, but I guess they basically brushed it off. I guess the hints were everywhere, but they're my family. Family looks past that kind of stuff, or they try to not look at it, I guess.
Let me ask you. At this point, what do you consider yourself? You consider yourself, I'm going to use a dirty word, okay, but I don't mean to insult you, okay? Do you consider you mentally disturbed? Do you consider yourself crazy? Do you consider yourself any of those? Or you think you're okay? You just got some bad thoughts?
I'm not mentally disturbed. I mean, I'm sane. I know exactly what I did. I know that it's wrong in the traditional sense of wrong.
It was just a fantasy you had, and you had to carry it out.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Now I feel vaguely, kind of like I'm done.
Mm-hmm. You still feel like you're done with your mom. You still feel like you want to keep on killing? To keep on, with other fantasies? Or how do you feel?
I came here to pay for my crime, so I guess I should continue with the truth. Mm-hmm. Truthfully.
Yes, definitely.
I would kill again.
Mm-hmm. How about us? I think you want to kill us.
Oh, no. Rabbit men aren't my thing, actually.
Women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't. I've never had a girlfriend.
No.
I tell you what, give me your fantasy of killing a woman. What would your fantasy killing would be? Your ace killing, what could that be?
This is a little peculiar. I'm on camera. Okay.
I'm not surprised at what I'm going to hear, but you tell me.
Maybe dressing up in a nice suit. Sneaking into her house, disabling her boyfriend. I'd bring a pretty dress with me to dress her up in. I was always into strangling, but after that last blunder, I guess maybe something big and sharp would be more along my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, I don't know, probably decapitate her, as I prefer my women dead.
Okay.
I'd dress her up. I'd stitch her up. Kind of try to work the head back on, perhaps. Then I'd go to town, and it would be a night to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd kind of just burn everything and run for the hills.
Now you mentioned that you lost your virginity to a corpse.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? What happened?
Oh, well, just last night, my mother, yeah.
Okay, not somebody else. You're talking about your mom.
Yes.
Okay, so before that, you had never had sex?
Well, I guess since I'm being quiet about it, I might as well tell you now. And it's on the note, too, the P.S. part. We used to have a gray cat named Claire. Oh, yeah, bestiality is a thing of mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. And so I strangled it, I drowned it, and then I cut it open, and you know the rest. Mm-hmm. You kind of get the rest.
You had sex with the cat, the dead cat?
Cool. Yeah, ripped it open, stuck it in there, yeah.
You ever had sex with a live person?
No. No.
So that, your thing, having sex with a live person, that doesn't turn you on, it's the dead. Dead thing, dead person, dead animals, that's what turns you on?
I don't necessarily mind. I don't have standards or morals.
Mm-hmm.
Body's a body, and in the end, it's a piece of meat. I guess it's harsh to say, but...
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't necessarily mind.
How about the idea of hurting yourself? Do you have the same idea now?
Huh?
Do you have the same idea that you want to hurt yourself, commit suicide?
No, it's over for me. I'll say the music, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
There's not a happy ending for me yet.
Well, tell me, what do you think should happen to you? What do you think your punishment should be?
Whatever the judge, the people, jury deemed fit, I can rot, I can suffer for years, or I can give them the death penalty, whatever they think is for me.
What do you think you deserve? Killing your mom? Having sex with your mom?
I deserve to rot and suffer. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, I want to give you some options here.
Okay.
10 years probation, 20 years in the pen, 100 years in the pen. What do you prefer from those cities?
Name them again.
Probation, 10 years. 10 years in the pen, 50 years or 100 years in the pen.
100.
The maximum.
I suppose. I mean,
I admire your mind, man. You don't sit here and try to baby yourself to death.
Came here to face the music, I guess. Just gotta.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, brother, man.
Anything else you want to add about what happened that's important that we should know?
Not really. I'm sure interested in other colorful details.
Have you ever heard your sister?
No, I haven't.
No.
Anybody else?
Nope.
You didn't ever kill anybody else or anything else?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was my first.
You ever been on Blucher Street?
Hmm?
You ever been on Blucher Street?
Is he referring to like...
Blucher Street?
Blucher Street.
You know where Blucher Park is?
I haven't.
It's a large area of Karankawa, Tonkawa.
It's down the street here in the uptown area. I had a woman that was killed that day. So.
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, okay.
And maybe
this is the first time you're saying that, that you killed somebody?
Yeah.
A person, not an animal?
Yes.
Do you want to know what's going to happen to you now?
Oh, sure.
Okay, very simple. You're going to be booked at the county. First, you take the city facility, you charge with murder. Then you will be transferred over to the county. Where, of course, you go to the county jail. They'll set a bond for you and everything else, and if you can afford to get out of jail, then I mean, so be it. And if you can't, you sit there until your trial. Okay? The trial, you can plead not guilty, and you can go to trial and let a jury decide if you're guilty or not, or you may be able to cut a deal with the district attorney for whatever time you want to cut a deal for. Okay? Spare the jury. You know, and a jury, of course, a jury of 12, you probably might have several women or several men. The thing to remember is all those people have had mothers in the past. And they may not be too proud of you.
Oh, of course. I don't expect people to think very highly of me after this.
Hey. But like I said, I admire you for your honesty. You were honest with us. And you didn't cut the bushes. Okay, and you're like a man. You came out of here and took it like a man.
So, around what time was it that you did this to your mom yesterday?
Probably ended around 8-ish, 9-ish.
At night time?
Yeah, night.
Okay. And then what time did you leave the apartment and ride off on your bike?
Maybe around 9-ish, 10-ish, late night. Late 9.
And then today is when you ended up at that house in Rustown?
Yeah.
Where would your bike be at?
Probably in the undergrowth around the train tracks, just a little east of that house. But it's really deep in. No, wait, you said my bike? Okay, I was talking about my other stuff. But my bike is... I was going nowhere at the time. I don't even remember the street I was on. I just kind of stuffed it in the undergrowth near the railroads.
Near the railroads in 44 or what?
No, it was kind of a residential area. I remember going down a steeper hill with my bike, and it's like, I just ditched it. Wasn't worth much now, so I kind of rode it a little hard, of course.
Do you know how to drive?
I don't know how to drive.
Oh, is that why you didn't take your mom's car?
Exactly.
I think your mom's car is still parked there now.
Did anything happen to your mom's car?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. If we were to take you, would you go show us where the bike sits and what?
Oh.
Could you do that?
I don't remember the street name, but I could help, yeah.
I'm interested in recovering your bike.
What kind of bike is it? What does it look like?
It's red, very dirty.
Is it like a 10-speed, like, or a BMX type bike? Or?
6-speed. 6-speed, yeah.
And when you left their apartment, which way did you go?
I kind of zigzagged around like an idiot because I had no idea where I was going to go. It's a little leisurely, because, I mean, after you murder someone, after you cross that kind of line, you don't really think much about it.
Okay, so would you say you went down Highway 44 all the way down to Rustown?
I think I did pass over that past thing. I passed by a car dealership. I don't remember, quite frankly.
You mentioned the other things. When you mentioned bikes, I thought you meant the other things. What other things are there?
Oh, I'm just talking about my backpack and other things.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
And which is way down, far the line, just a little east of the house I ended up at in Cal Allen. So it's Cal Allen and stuff.
By the railroad tracks?
Yeah, Corpus Christi bike, but it's Cal Allen stuff. The backpack and whatnot is really stuck underneath the undergrowth, yeah.
And they probably could recover that, hoping we can find it. Would it be all right for you to take it down there once we find that the railroad?
Oh, you want me to? Yeah, I can show you.
Okay. I'll tell you what, sir. Let us get through with the rest of the people we have here. And we can hop in the car. And we'll take you down there and we'll try to recover your backpack and your bike and go from there.
Okay.
Is there anything in your backpack full of blood or anything else that you need to worry about?
I don't believe so, just some supplies I kind of just threw in there.
Yeah, you said you took a shower at the house and everything, right?
Oh, I did, yeah.
So you were covered in blood?
I was covered in blood, my glasses, everything. It was a mess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, partner, we're going to put you in another room over here. We'll shut it down, and then we'll go from there. Would you care for more water or anything? It's up to you, man. I got it in the refrigerator if you wanted.
I think I'm fine. I'll just finish this.
Okay. Well, a man, he came across like a man. I mean, not like somebody else. You came across like him. You did what you did, and you came and said it. I admire a man like that. I work this kind of stuff all the time, and you get a lot of time, but a lot of time people all of a sudden did something, and all they want to do is move out of it. You want to take responsibility. You're a different person.
My life's taken a different turn. Time to change
our death. Why don't you come over here?
You're handcuffed, right?
Yeah.
We need to find your sister just to make sure that she's okay. You said you didn't hurt her, right?
I did not.
We're trying to call her on the phone. We can get her. Does she go to school?
No, she doesn't go to school currently.
Oh, okay, because maybe she's at college or something. What is she, does she work?
She works at Mesquite Bar and Grill, I believe.
That's the one in Saratoga?
I would not know, but probably.
And her name is Desiree?
Desiree Hill, yeah.
How old is she?
24.
You know her phone number?
I'm sorry, I don't know about it now.
Okay, if I was to give you some numbers, would you tell me if it's right or not?
Oh, you have numbers?
Okay. I don't know if I have numbers or not, but I got a little. 459-7215, does that sound right?
Well, where are you getting these numbers from? It kind of sounds familiar.
Oh, I'm getting the number from the house.
I guess you could try. It sounds vaguely familiar.
Does it have a 361 area code?
It does. Yeah, it has
361.
361.
Of course, area code is 443.
Hmm?
443, whose area code is that?
I wouldn't know. It kind of rings a bell. Maybe something on my mother's contacts. But I wouldn't know.
Okay. Let me get the key for the stuff.
Okay.
Let me get a key for the stuff.
Okay.
Is this the number you have?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar, that number, that you detected?
549, kind of. Does it have a 361?
No, this one has the area code of 443, I think.
Yeah, it may be under her dad's name.
443 is the area code.
449. But
does she have a local number? Last time you talked to her on the phone, when was it?
Well, I have a list of contacts, so I never bother to remember numbers by memory.
Whose phone is in the floor? Is it yours?
Is it
a phone in the floor in the bedroom?
Oh, that should be another. My bedroom.
No, hers.
I believe I left her phone in the living room. Was it pink?
Yeah.
Okay, then that says definitely hers, wherever it is.
Okay. Desiree is serving the field coverage for the meeting. Please call me at this number that I'm calling you on and talk to you for that. I need to talk to you.
Sorry.
Where could she be at now, Michael?
Probably sleeping. Since last I checked, she works late. And remember that apartment I told you that's nearby here?
Yeah.
Sort of Spanish set, you know. I forgot the name of it.